This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Simon Dalit, Dinei Netzilas Yadayim. So we'll do the first sif today, but let me just give a bit of a hakdama. Important hakdama. There's a machlokus, why we wash Netzilas Yadayim. Why, when we wake up in the morning, why do we wash Netzilas Yadayim? So it's a machlokus we've shown, and the Mishnah is going to make reference to it. The Rosh says, because our hands are unclean, i.e. we've touched parts of the body which are normally covered. The Rashba gives a reason, we're a Bria Chadosha, we're a new creation. And other reasons given is because of the Ruach HaTumah, which comes down to a person during the night time after he slept, etc. So there are enough gemilas between them. So for example, if a person wears gloves, then he hasn't touched a part of the body which is normally covered because he's wearing gloves. So if that's the reason, they shouldn't need to wash into the Sudan. But if the reason is that it's a new day and therefore he's a new day of Avodas HaKodesh, like a Kohen coming for this image, then he would have to wear gloves. So that's an example of nafkminas, if a person stayed away from that and he hasn't touched a part of the body which is normally covered. So these will be nafkminas. So if you bear in mind the various reasons why Rosh Hashanah, you'll see a lot of this simon will be a lot clearer. But let's see, the Mishnah Berurah himself gives this hakdama. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yirchatz Yadav, Yesh Alzeh Shnei Ta'amim. So the Mechaber starts off, Yirchatz Yadav Yivarech HaNetzilah. A person washes his hands and says Netzilas Yadayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Alzeh Shnei Ta'amim. There are two main reasons, which we give for Netzilas Yadayim. HaRosh Kosav, the Rosh writes, the Fishu Yadayim Shel Adam Askani Yaseim. A person's hands literally are busy. It's impossible a person sleeps the whole night, but he's not going to touch parts of the body which are normally covered. Therefore, Chazal Mesakin, a bracha for Netzilas Yadayim, for Kriya Shema and for Tefillah. And therefore, in fact, in the first footnote in the Dirshu, he says, Misha Yoshin Balayli in Kfofos, if a person wears gloves at night, Shebevadai Leinoga, and therefore he hasn't touched a part of the body which is normally covered. We'll see that we're going to be machmir for both shittas, which means we always wash our hands, but sometimes we'll do so without a bracha. So if a person wears gloves the whole night, then he'll have to still wash into the sedaim because we're choshish for the other reason, but he'll do so without a bracha. Baharashba, continuing the Mishnah Berurah, this is the second reason. Baharashba kosav, for in the morning after we've had a night's sleep, on the nasim kabriya chadosha, we're considered like a new creation. And therefore, we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has created us afresh, and therefore we make a bracha. Chazal, therefore, mesakein all the brachas that we make in the morning. We wash our hands from a kli, from a cup. Like a kohen who washes his hands from the kiyar before he does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. But halacha on the toifsim kushnei atamim lechumra l'inyan netila. Therefore, we take on lechumra both reasons of the rosh, which is we've touched parts of the body which are normally covered for cleanliness. And number two, the Rashba, we're like a new bria. Interesting, in the number three, the Bir Halacha, he says, Kaimel on delo niskna netilistam el beshachris. What if you have a shluf in the afternoon? Right? So if you've had a shluf in the afternoon, then according to the reason of the Rosh, you've touched part of the body which is normally covered. So you should wash your hands. According to the Rashba, it's not a new day. So again, the Chazal say if you had a shluf for half an hour, you should wash your hands, but again, you do it without a bracha. We're machmir for both reasons. We're going to come down in a second. If for whatever reason a person washed his hands, we didn't make a bracha before shachris, shuv lo yivarech acha tefillah lekula alma. So then you don't make the bracha after shachris. So he says in footnote 4, over tam adav kosav chayodom. The chayodom explains she tefillah hi b'makom korban. The tefillah is in lieu of korban. You've got to do it before the avodah. Once you've done the avodah, it's too late. And so therefore, to make up after the tefillah, you don't make the bracha. It means that after the Shemoneh Esrei, that's what it means. But the point before that I suppose it's still shy. Okay, so let's continue the mechaba. So the mechaba says in Sif Aleph and Siman Dalet, Yirchatz Yodov has Moshe's hands before Yechanat Lesudayim. The Yesh Omrim Gam Asher Yotza. He also says Asher Yotza. Ba'afilu le also Tzarchov. Even if he didn't go to the bathroom, V'chein Nagu. So let's go to Mishnah Berurah. Let's go back to Sif Kotan, Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Gam Asher Yotza. Because in the morning you become like a new entity, a new creation. But tzrichin onu lahaydusla, give thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this can, tzrichas l'kai neshama al neshama. The Chazal will misak, we make a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us back on neshama. V'ashayotza al yitziras haguf, from the creation of the body. V'yesh oitam macherim, the other reasons why the Chazal will misak on this bracha, v'ayim bachverinim. Because of HaPrima Godim, the lefi atam debriya chadash, according to the reason that we're a new creation, if a person was up the whole night, the oz you're not becoming a new creation in the morning. You've been up all night. You don't make a bracha hashayotza unless you went to the bathroom. If a person wakes up in the night and goes to the bathroom, you can rely on the asher yotza that you're going to make in the morning, but tzarich im le dinner. Now we'll come back to that. Gam b'pamim rabbe zikr shebabayikim mishteke eipam natalos neraglayim. Now, often, even if you woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you went to the bathroom, and then you wake up at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you need the bath, many times you need the bathroom again. It's very normal to need the bathroom again. And therefore, once the rule is with asher yotza, as we'll see, it's Hashem. How long does the Asher Yotza bracha? How long can you say it for? You go to the bathroom, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then at 11 o'clock in the morning, whereas, hey, I didn't make an Asher Yotza, can you still make it? The answer is you can still make it so long as you don't need the bathroom again. So therefore, if you, at 11 o'clock in the morning, you don't need the bathroom, so I can say Asher Yotza still. But if you're on the way to the bathroom, you need the bathroom again, you think, hey, I didn't say Asher Yotza last time, then it's too late. So then you go to the bathroom, and then the Asher Yotza covers you on the one you've just been, and then the previous one. So if you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you need the bathroom, you've got to estimate. Well, if I need the bathroom again when I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, so then I say Asher Yotza at 3 o'clock in the morning. And again, when I wake up for the day. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The Yireish Shamayim Yachme Al Atzmai. What should the Yireish Shamayim do? What I just described. You wake up in the middle of the night and you go to the bathroom. Make sure you're dressed properly. If you're wearing pajamas, there's no problem. And then you wash your hands and then you shout Asher Yotza. Make sure you're not too close. You know, back in the day, there were chamber pots in the times of the Holy Time. He's writing, you'd relieve yourself in a pot in the corner of the room or something. So then make sure you're away from the Ovid Shamei Raglaim, Arba Amas, and Uomid the Chedre. Baruch Hashem, nowadays it's not a concern. If you don't have a special pot for this, you can add some mortar in to take away the revius mayim, take away the soich meyaglaim b'chol pam pam shemashdim. Okay. Then the Mishnah received cotton ballot. So we said even le'asu tzarcho v'chein nagu. V'haroitz l'istalik min asafik. If a person wants to avoid any doubts, yizari l'asu tzarcho tekav achasheres mayim al yodav shalosh pamim. You wake up in the morning, you wash nagel vasa, and then you go to the bathroom, and then after you've relieved yourself, you wash again and you make ashayotza. And that way you fulfill your obligation according to everyone. But don't make the tefillah sudaim until you've done the second time. After you've come out of the bathroom, especially if you needed the bathroom first time round, so then you don't make the bracha when you can't make a bracha if you need the bathroom. Because you're not allowed to make a bracha then. The Chayyadim writes, you should wait to make the bracha of Amatina Sudaim until your hands are clean and you're ready to daven. Ein sham tam achach masos be seif mei serav shekein hayenei kagrozal ein be halacha. That was the practice of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, take a look at footnote 8 in the Dirshu. Omnom, he says, l'inyan chiyuv netzira sedayim bebrocha l'mishir ner kol alayla. If someone is up the whole night, kein kosov b'shem habes yosef ataz, then atam harashba, according to the reason of the Rashba, guys awake the whole night, According to the reason of the Rashba, Shechiv Tivehu Mishum She'az, Shana Sabriya Chadosha, he's become a new creation. Yesh Vitol B'Levarech. According to the Rashba, Mishum She'loi Plagra, you should still make the bracha. Why? Because even though you've been up on that, you're not a new creation, they say, according to Rashba, because Lo Plug Rabbanon, Chazal made it Lo Plug, across the board. Obi'aloch, Ha'ishon, Pasu Tam, Lo'isim, B'Shem Rashba, he gives another reason in the name of the Rashba, Sha'abrochi Yal Chidush Olam. The brach of Asher Yotze is not just on the creation of you as a new entity, but on the creation of the world. Even though you didn't get the benefit because you've been awake all night. Okay, and the Lagabi Brachas Lakanishama, what about Lakanishama? Your Neshama hasn't left you. So he says, if you're awake all night, Kosov Lakamon, in the name of Eliya Rabba, Shaloy Yavarech. However, the Prima God in the Shai Tshuva leave it with Tzarachiyun, and then the best thing to do is to hear it from somebody else. Let's just finish off. Says the Mechaba at the end of Sif Aleph, Maim Hapsulim, top line, Maim Hapsulim, Tzidayim the Suuda, Kashem Tzidayim the Tefillah. The Maim, which are no good to wash when it comes to a Suuda, they are okay to wash your hands for Tefillah. Miu Yesh Mishayimet, the Lema Varech Olai, that you should make a bracha on them. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton Hay, Simon Kusanach behind Maim Shenishtanu Marim, what sort of water are we talking about? They've changed their appearance. So they look different. They're discolored. Einasu b'hem melocho. You've done work with it. For example, you've washed your car with it. You've washed up. That water is not good for netilas v'dayim for suda, but it's okay for tefillah. Einasu meluchim esruchim with all their salty or dirty. She'ein hakelav yochol lishus meim mishum hachi ruim letefillah. They're okay for tefillah. The kan letzorich rak mishum mekias ba'alma for tefillah that you've washed up and there's some water in the washing up bowl, but it's still okay. It's still clean. So that will be sufficient for tefillah, but not for suda. The Lema Varech and the what's the Lema Alnut Tines Vayim on the Kias Yudaim. Rak, you say on the Kias Yudaim. Okay. Alai Vachrin Mechrid Yuchel Varech Alnut Tines Yudaim. Ba'ayin Lekam B'Sif Zayin and Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ten Zayin. Okay, we say it. We'll leave it there. Okay. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.